The city of St. Petersburg is renowned for its waterfront parks, commitment to the arts, and its iconic pier, which for more than 30 years has been a city landmark and destination, but is now set to be replaced. A five-member jury of architects, politicians, and designers was selected by city council to evaluate new design proposals. The jury started out with nearly two dozen competitors who were vying to get exclusive rights to design the new pier. July 29th, they narrowed down that bunch to nine. City Council member Leslie Curran was on the jury.
Well, we have gone through them once. We had 23, shortlisted those to nine, and so today we're calling that down to the three. And I think we're very fortunate to have the experts, if you will, on the panel that are either colleagues of some of these firms or know their work because they've all got the same backgrounds, and it's very good to have their perspective in this when you're looking at such an important decision.
The city has set aside $50 million for the project and has attracted companies with international design experience. City architect Raul Quintana said he was impressed with the final three.
It includes firms that are very well renowned, a couple from the New York area, one specifically Big, who is in collaboration with Tim Clemens, a local architect, which we're really excited about that. Another team, the West 8 Urban Design, which is a fairly well-known urban design and landscaping firm with international reputation. And the third, Michael Maltzen out of Los Angeles, California. So we're really excited about the process. I mean, we're thrilled that we had such a great response from many really highly qualified teams from around the world, actually, and the process now goes into the next level, which is the beginning of the competition.
Quintana said jury members can talk about the overall selection process, but shouldn't have any discussions about any one team.
They can comment about their impressions of the process and their impressions of, you know, going forward, but specific discussion on any one team outside of the public process, outside of the public hearing, probably wouldn't be a good idea since we're still in a competition.
Urban designer and jury member James Moore said he was especially impressed with past work from architecture firm Big.
In Copenhagen, there's a beautiful waterfront park they've done. They've done some very interesting residential work that talks about how you can integrate people and activities together. Some of their proposal work just looks at interesting ideas. I mentioned this idea of hedonistic sustainability, which is, yes, we can be energy efficient. Yes, we can be environmentally conscious, but we can be pleasurable about it. We can have just a great experience and do high quality work.
But Moore also said he was impressed with West 8's projects as well as Michael Madsen's site-specific plans. And Quintana said not only the inverted pyramid will be replaced with the new design.
The portion over the water, the intent is that basically be the project. So the existing bridge, the head of the pier, and the existing inverted pyramid, City Council has made a decision to remove those, and that is what's driving this project. Now, we did ask for solutions to incorporate the upland as well, and while the primary purpose and the primary funding is for the sections over the water, we are looking for solutions that incorporate the upland. And the upland, whether there's parking, whether there's amenities, those are going to be considered during this next competition.
Jury member and Pinellas County Commissioner Ken Welsh said the new pier will also incorporate downtown St. Pete.
The pier's been updated several times, and this is going to be the pier for the next 100 years. The main difference is integrating with the rest of downtown St. Petersburg, which has certainly changed immensely in the last couple of decades, integrating with Beach Drive, with the downtown, all the way down to Mirror Lake and beyond, is a very important part of this. And the pier has to complement the rest of downtown St. Pete, not compete with it. That's a big difference.
And Quintana said that while no designs have been laid out just yet, the next phase of the process will look at specific plans.
It wasn't about any one idea right now. We weren't asking for solutions. We were asking for relevant experience. We were asking for the composition of the team. So I don't think you can look at any one idea that was presented in a statement of qualifications and say that's what they're going to do. I think it's their approach to the project, the way they thought about it, the importance of being out over the water, the importance of integrating back into the city. We did not ask for solutions. Some of them chose to give us an impression of their ideas, but that was not what we were really looking for at this stage. But that is what they're going to be submitting in the next stage.
If the city council approves the top three finalists, their designs will be submitted by the end of November. Design presentations are scheduled for mid-December, and the council will have a final vote on February 2nd next year. Each competitor will receive an honorary $50,000 for their efforts. Reporting from St. Petersburg, for WMNF News, I'm Josh Holton.